You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded 1,838 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 5 deaths. The Health Department confirmed the latest cases on Friday, the highest daily tally of any state or territory since the pandemic began. It's the 9th straight day the state has reported more than 1,000 cases, with active infections soaring to over 16,000. There are now 564 Victorians in hospital battling the virus, an increase of more than 40% from a week ago, including 115 in intensive care and 74 on a ventilator. Despite the high case rate, Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the state will stick to its lockdown exit strategy, beginning when 70% of the state have been fully vaccinated.
I think we always need to review how things are progressing. There are countries that have gotten to above 90% that have still had challenges. So Singapore got to more than 90% of its eligible population, 2,500 cases a day. 98% of those cases have no symptoms or are mild, but that's still 50 cases with more significant symptoms. They've still got some pressures on their hospital system, but it's very different. So bigger numbers than we've got in Victoria on a daily basis, but not the stresses and strains on the health system.
And Victorian Premier Tim Palace says about 66% of patients with COVID-19 in hospital have not been vaccinated, while 26 are partially vaccinated and 8% are fully immunised. About 56% of the state's population aged 16 and over are fully vaccinated, while 84% have had one dose. The Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says as vaccination rates continue to rise, Victoria will see a drop in cases.
When we look at what these vaccinations mean, we can see in New South Wales, as those numbers have dropped from being approximately 1,500 a day at the peak, they're now almost a third of the numbers in Victoria. But that vaccination program provides real reasons for hope in Victoria. And I know those numbers are confronting, but I also know that the vaccination numbers are going to make a huge difference.
Australians with severely compromised immune systems will be offered a third coronavirus jab to maximise protection against the coronavirus. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation on Friday released new recommendations for all people aged 12 and above with certain conditions or undergoing specific therapies. Severely immunocompromised people who received their second dose more than 6 months ago should get another injection as soon as possible. The Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says the general principle would be for people to receive an mRNA vaccine like Pfizer or Moderna as their third dose.
In relation to people, it's a very specific group of the population that have an issue with their immune system. So we know that vaccines work by stimulating the immune system to produce antibodies against COVID. It's the same for all vaccines, that's how they work. And unfortunately, some people that have immune systems that don't work as well as the general population, those vaccines may not lead to that protection. And so the evidence is now clear that people in those categories of immune compromised should receive a third dose.
And New South Wales has recorded 646 new local cases of COVID and 11 more deaths. The state is preparing to significantly ease its lockdown restrictions from Monday after reaching its first vaccination target of 70% this week. Some experts have warned against opening up too quickly after new Premier Dominic Perrottet announced a fast-tracking of some changes to the reopening roadmap. And Deputy Premier Paul Toole has clarified the rules for regional travel, stating that people in Sydney will not be permitted to travel outside the city until the state reaches its 80% vaccination target. Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant urged people to be careful as they enjoy the relaxation in rules.
We are looking forward to opening up on Monday, but it is important that people, as we do it safely. Please remember that it's critical that you continue to wear your masks where they're required, continue to maintain that physical distancing, and most importantly, do not go out and about if you have COVID symptoms. Instead, get tested and isolate and and wait until you've got a negative result.
And there have been another 40 locally acquired COVID-19 cases recorded in the ACT. 21 have been linked to known cases and clusters, and at least 10 were infectious in the community for some period of time. Almost 97% of Canberrans aged 12 and over have received at least their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, while more than 68% are fully vaccinated. Canberra's Health Minister Rachel Stephen-Smith says the effect of this outbreak on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community is particularly significant.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Canberrans are more likely to have underlying health conditions, and so this is a significant concern. And I do particularly want to thank those community-controlled organisations who have been working with us not only to respond to cases and close contacts and ensure that they are well supported, but also to ensure that our vaccination rollout for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people is being as effective as possible.
The Queensland Government is relaxing restrictions from this afternoon, doubling the number of patrons in pubs, cafes and clubs. From 4 o'clock on Friday, Stage 3 rules will apply, including more visitors to the home, while relatives can go to aged care facilities. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News. We'll be right back.